What's up, my people? Yeah, that's right. Geek Radio Daily up in here, the Vicar. A laid back, chillaxing sort of episode for this Thursday, 7th day of January. That's right. Don't y'all worry nothing. You got the Bruce all up ends tomorrow. Next week, the Flynn family make its triumphant return, like when you used to get those double-sized Batman family issues that would come out, or Superman family, like 100 pages, you know, and it was still only like 60 cents. You remember those? God, I love those days. Anyway, I'm all laid back at the Vicarage early morning. Kids are up, so I'm not all that relaxed, because holy shit, whew, I have six-year-old twins. Say no more. So I'm going to get this all done, right, while this, well, I was about to say while they're sort of happy, but they're not really happy. They're already fighting, but it's all good. I'm going to do this for you. This day in 1558, France took Calais, the last continental possession of England. I know you guys don't care, but I'm a big Wars of the Roses fan, so that's kind of important, albeit well after the, official end of those wars. 1608, fire destroys Jamestown, Virginia. It's cool. They built another one. They built one look just like it. It still stands. I've been there. Don't tell me it's not the same one, because it is. I seen it. There was even Indians up in there. This day in 1610, Galileo Galilei observes the four largest moons of Jupiter for the first time. 1927, the first transatlantic phone call was made, New York to London. 1954, Georgetown IBM experiment, first public demonstration of a machine translation system. Ooh, that won't end well. Birthdays for today, for this January the 7th, Millard Fillmore, yes! 13th President of the United States. Love that guy. Charles Adams, the man that brought you the Adams family. Two Ds, born 1912. Kenny Loggins, born in 48. Erin Gray, born in 50. She was a hottie. Kind of still is, really. David Caruso, born in 56. Followed by Katie Couric the following year. 1964 brought us the acting dynamo that is Nicolas Cage. And this is a very special day in my life. I hope you agree. This day in 1977. Screech. That's right, Dustin Diamond, actor, legend, porn star, born on this day. TV pages, baby, I don't really see a lot, which is weird because yesterday was a lot, so I don't know. Fox, Bones and Fringe in reruns, NBC, all reruns, Community and Parks and Rec, you name it. CW, even to Vampire Diaries and Supernatural, reruns, what? TNT's rolling out The Bourne Supremacy. Those are good movies. Animal Planet, The Bear Whisperer. That can't end well. TV Land continuing their home improvement marathon. Haven't just gotten hold of the rights. They're rolling all those out. And VH1, the 100 most shocking music moments. So there you go. All right, that's your Today in History. That's birthdays. That's TV for tonight. My God, for such a free product, we give you so much content. So much. In fact, coming up in a minute, you still got patio book releases for the week. You still got geeky news. It's all in part two of this here Thursday, January 7th, 2010, Geek Radio Daily.
Hello, this is Johannes Gainsfleisch zur Laden zum Gutenberg, the inventor of printing press, movable type, and beer. After I invented the beer, I printed the Bible just to hedge my bets. One thing I did not invent was thepodiobooks.com. I think you need the Apple Pod or a computation device to listen to this podiobook thing. Many famous authors, none as famous as me, of course, have their work published over there for free download. My Bible and beer you need to pay for, of course. Audiobooks.com. The future of audio movable type in your ear. Audiobooks.com.
Geek Radio Daily, my people, part two. Part two. Number two. I said number two. for this Thursday, January 7th of 2010. The Vicar is rolling you through your audio books, first of all.
Apes don't read philosophy.
Yes, they do, Otto. They just don't understand it.
Man, here's what we got new this week, all right? Seth Harwood, my boy. You know, Seth Harwood, probably my favorite patio book author. So there you go. I put it on the table. Seth Harwood's Crime Wave is back. Season 3. Another season of short crime fiction. Crime Wave 3 begins releasing today, actually. Podcast series of crime stories with the aim of introducing the work of published crime writers that Seth has developed with his Jack Palms crime podcast. So if you dig any of those, if you've heard the Jack Palms stuff and you like it, you're going to like all of Seth Harwood's stuff. Crime Wave. Check that out. John Miro's collection, Serving Worlds, is finished, complete at 28 episodes. A cowboy on the run to keep his soul, a vampire running a Nigerian investor scam, a wolf racing to the mountaintop before a dragon can catch him. A human protecting one of the aliens he fought in war from an old army buddy. Meet these and other characters in Serving Worlds, the genre-blending podcast fiction collection. Also, Nathan Lowell returns to the site with Ravenwood. Best known for his Solar Clipper series, Nathan's latest book is the first in a new series and a new genre. After 20 winters on the road, Tanith makes one last pilgrimage in her quest to learn all she can about the herbs and medicinal plants of Corlay before settling down to write her magnum opus, And Smoke Herb. Her journey is interrupted when she stops to help a small village and learns much of what she knows of the world may not be quite as it seems. So there you go. Nathan Lowell's Ravenwood, also John Miro's Serving Worlds, and my boy Seth Harwood's Crime Wave Season 3. Check it all out over at the absolutely awesome and totally free patiobooks.com.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
From Chud.com, the Farrelly Brothers' Three Stooges has its Larry back, thanks to a returning Sean Penn, who had dropped out of the project, causing the whole thing to fall apart. So I'm all right about that. That's pretty cool. Bobby Farrelly says Benicio del Toro remains attached as Mo, but the search for Curly continues. Stand by. I know you're all waiting with bated breath on this story. IO9.com, comic publisher IDW released an image yesterday without any information other than that it's a new character appearing in a series they're launching this month. But it's a face-concealing mask with what is certainly a Cobra lapel pin. IO9 thinks it's Cobra Commander. This host happens to agree. Follow the link in the show notes and take a look. It's pretty cool, too. Also, another giveaway, the Anto signature, belonging to Antonio Fuso, the artist of last year's surprisingly enjoyable G.I. Joe Cobra. So take a look at the link, see what you think, and see if you agree with us. From Dark Horizons, with Sony Pictures and director Sam Raimi still fighting over the direction of the villains of the latest Spider-Man installment, not only has the scheduled spring production start been delayed, but now there's talk of the film departing its May 2011 release slot, too. Raimi's still pushing for the criminal Vulture as the primary antagonist. Studio is against it, wants both a different villain and a romantic subplot with Black Cat. Several writers have tried to deliver a script to appease both parties without a whole lot of success. Film remaining in its current May 6, 2011 release date seems unlikely, considering the lack of a final script. The movie would leave the first big weekend of next summer open, the next best bet being Thor moving up 2 weeks to take its spot. We will see. Finally, from IGN, Satoru Iwata has spoken for the first time about the Nintendo DS successor, saying a new handheld will feature high-spec graphics and motion-sensing technology. In the same interview, Iwata revealed the first details of a new handheld, saying it would boast, quote, highly detailed graphics and will be necessary to have a sensor with the ability to read the movement of people playing. Nice! Nintendo's existing DS will be celebrating its 6th birthday this year and has undergone several redesigns in its lucrative lifespan, so take a look for that as well. And that, kiddies, is going to do it for me, people. Thanks for putting up with me the last week, few weeks while Flynn has been out. Geek Radio Daily, licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivative Works 3.0 U.S. license. Subscribe to iTunes, drop us a review, drop us an email too, if you would, please. Podcast Billy Flynn Vicar, Bruce or Flynnstress at geekradiodaily.com. And of course, check out GRD's Weekly, episode 69, dude, coming up.
I'm so lonely, so lonely, so lonely and sad, real lonely.